when health insurance companies and your landlord all hit you at the same time. I'm David Brancaccio with the Marketplace Midday Update. Here's what we learned about consumer prices today. Cheap gasoline is offsetting the rising cost of health care or renting a place to live, but take out volatile food and energy prices, and what's called the core rate of inflation went up 2.2% in the last year. Let's probe this further with Christopher Lowe, the chief economist at FTN Financial, who appears here many a Friday. Hello, Chris.
Good morning, David.
See, people were feeling the rental prices go up, and there it is in the inflation number.
Yeah, rents and medical care. And between those two things, we're now looking at core inflation running at 2.3%, which is higher than the Fed's target. And it has been trending up since December of 2014.
All right. So if the Fed was looking to increase interest rates, this might help them a little bit. But you'd think the guardians of interest rates at the Fed would be quite concerned about these volatile financial markets.
Yeah, you know, just global market cap has been falling for 8 months now. It's down $17 trillion, 25%.
Yeah, what was this I reading from the head of the San Francisco Federal Reserve? He's not too concerned about market volatility these days.
Yeah, this is the president of the San Francisco Fed. He's not worried about what he called short-term volatility in financial market. It's the kind of thing that if we had a really bad week in the stock market, I'd absolutely agree with him. But it's more than half a year. I think it's probably worth sitting down and at least trying to figure out where the distress is coming from.
All right, Christopher Lowe at FTN Financial, thank you for this.
Thank you, David.
The farm equipment company Deere & Company, the John Deere tractor folks, reported profits today, $254 million, easily beat forecasts, although revenue fell short of expectations and the stock was down more than 4% in early trading. Deere's profits had taken a sharp dive last year, and the company may be leaning on one of its lesser-known divisions, Marketplace's Mark Garrison reports.
Even city folks recognize the iconic logo on Deere's green machines, but they probably don't know the company also has a whole financial services wing, which brought in $2.8 billion last year. That's a lot of loans and leases for expensive tractors and combines.
If we talk about the highest horsepower tractors, that's a $300,000 item.
Kwame Webb follows Deere from Morningstar.
Basically, about half their customers, they rely on a Deere financial services product.
Now that Deere's main business of selling equipment is struggling along with its farmer customers, finance makes up a much larger share of profits than in the past, a third last year. University of Wisconsin agricultural economist Bruce Jones sees more tough road ahead for agriculture.
In the near term, we're looking for commodity prices, corn and soybean prices, to stay low. So 2016 will be a challenging year.
That means John Deere, the company is closely linked to farming as soil itself, is going to be relying much more on its banking side. In New York, I'm Mark Garrison for Marketplace.
Now to a story from Philadelphia about whether money can make up for trust. In that city, about half of the murders last year went unsolved. Authorities say that's in part because people are reluctant to help the police. Bobby Allen of WHYY in Philadelphia reports.
Tony Harris was one of 280 people murdered last year in Philadelphia. Harris's brother-in-law, Lloyd Williams.
You know, the streets talk, we kind of have an idea of who the people are, but it's not enough evidence for the police to be able to make an arrest, something to make them stick.
Police call the percentage of killers they catch the homicide clearance rate, and cities with a low rate have more killers walking the streets.
Clearing cases saves lives.
Thomas Hargrove, a retired investigative journalist, runs the Murder Accountability Project. He says the clearance rate has been dropping nationwide. One big reason, more distrust of police. Jennifer Selber is Philadelphia's lead homicide prosecutor. She'd like to see more cooperation from those who have information about murders.
It's extremely frustrating, especially because when we actually arrest people, our conviction rate is over 90%.
The city offers $20,000 to anyone with information that leads to a homicide arrest. Seth Williams is the city's district attorney.
There's some people that $20,000 is motivation to come forward and share information.
But for some people in the community, cooperation may look more like snitching.
There's some people that $20,000 is not enough because they're so worried about retaliation or being shot, murdered, having their car keyed.
Since 2013, Philadelphia has paid out more than $600,000. Meanwhile, the DA's office has other creative techniques.
They've even had people that want to look like they're being arrested so that they're looking like they're being taken down against their will and they're not being cooperative.
Yes, some people won't talk unless police stage an arrest. Lloyd Williams, whose brother-in-law was murdered last year, says he plans to hang posters around his community in Southwest Philly to spread the word about cash rewards. But prosecutors say the underlying issue of trust to help solve a murder might take decades to repair. In Philadelphia, I'm Bobby Allen for Marketplace.
And Bloomberg News has a report of a secret White House meeting in which federal agencies were ordered to figure out a way to break into the encryption on smartphones, including Apple and Android devices. The meeting, reportedly just before Thanksgiving, was a kind of plan B for the administration, which had backed off trying to push for a new law that would have forced the tech companies to install a kind of virtual skeleton key to allow access to phones by government investigators. It's not clear if the National Security Agency, the FBI, or anyone has cracked it yet, but the news feeds into the debate over the balance between the needs for privacy in a democracy and the need for law enforcement to get information to stop criminals and terrorists. In New York, I'm David Brancaccio with the Marketplace Midday Update from APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.